So a couple of stories now we want to take a look at that are going to be transpiring and unfolding all weekend long while you're having your 4th of July celebrations. President Obama heads to Russia on Monday morning. Arms control likely to top the agenda in Moscow. And diplomats believe President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev may agree on the outline of a deal to reduce the stocks of deployed nuclear weapons to below 1,700 on each side. Jonathan Marcus from the BBC will be talking to you on Monday when you're in Moscow to cover this trip. But let's just look ahead with you now. What is Barack Obama's main purpose, do you think, on this trip to Moscow?
I think the main purpose is to try and start this process of resetting relations with Russia. Relations during the Bush years, very bad indeed. Russian help needed by the Americans in a whole variety of problems, dealing with Iran's nuclear program, Afghanistan and so on. And I think the way he intends to set about this is to try and put in place, if you like, a keystone of the relationship, and that is to get not just a new arms control agreement that will replace the START treaty that expires at the end of this year, but actually to go beyond that and to talk with the Russians about further significant steps along the disarmament road.
Again, we are emphasizing here the pragmatic steps on arms control and other issues. This is Barack Obama's style. George W. Bush emphasized to a fault the importance of a personal relationship with Vladimir Putin at a certain time, even having a nickname for him. Would you expect that Barack Obama is going to really deliberately de-emphasize any sense of personal relationship between the two and focus on very strict targets on arms control and other issues?
Well, look, I think clearly in diplomacy, personal relationships are important. And in dealing with Russia, you have this rather peculiar duopoly, this double-headed leadership in the country. Obviously, most people tend to believe that Mr. Putin, now prime minister, is the most important. But I think clearly this is going to be a big test for President Barack Obama. He's gone around the world, to Europe, to the Middle East and so on, making very well-received speeches, setting out the stall, if you like, for a new American foreign policy. This is his first major summit with a country that isn't exactly altogether friendly with the United States. And so I think people will be watching very carefully to see, does he have that necessary combination of diplomacy, of the personal touch, yes, the ability to empathize, but also, of course, the necessary toughness to deal with some very professional negotiators in Moscow.
Well, Jonathan Marcus, we'll want to ask you on Monday as the president arrives in Russia about this AP interview that Obama gave on Thursday, accusing Prime Minister Putin of so-called Cold War approaches to relations with the U.S. We'll see how that plays on Monday. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
A pleasure, John. Speak to you from Moscow on Monday.
Yes, indeed. Just a reminder, President Obama, he's not commissar yet, but he'll be in town in Moscow on Monday.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.